Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is Alan Sliwa, host of the Lakers pre- and post-game, Lakers Talk and the Sliwa Show. I'm here with Brad Wallace, one of the top personal injury trial lawyers in the game. Brad, tell our listeners why they need to call the Wallace Firm when they get hurt.
Alan, I'll put my courtroom record up against any other lawyer on the radio. We focus on getting our clients top results. You won't see my face on billboards and won't hear me play an annoying jingle. If you get injured, you need a real trial lawyer, not a marketing guy.
Call the Wallace Firm now, 844-844-WINS, or visit WallaceWins.com today. All right, Laker fans, appreciate you guys tuning in. Love that intro right there. The house that Kobe Bryant built. Damn right it's the house Kobe Bryant built. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. Give you guys a quick rundown of the show, and then we'll get right into it. So, by the way, just so everybody knows, Lakers Talk, we won't stop. We'll continue to do this every Monday night. We'll continue, just kind of update Lakers basketball, and then also just talk to Laker fans about what's going on. Hopefully when we will eventually get basketball back. And I know there's a lot of other things that are much more important than basketball, but on this platform, that's what we're going to talk about. So quick rundown, possibility, Adrian Wojnarowski yesterday talking about a possibility of a mid to late June as best case scenario for the league. He has, all these different projections on three different scenarios. Also want to ask Laker fans a little bit later, what are you guys doing right now? What are Laker fans doing right now? I mean, what is everybody doing? What are you watching? What am I missing on TV? You got to update me on all that stuff. And then we'll, a little bit later, we'll talk about what we miss most about the Lakers season. Michael Thompson will hop on 7 o'clock hour. And, I think MT is going to claim that the Lakers should be NBA champions. That's what I feel, what I've been told. MT has a pitch out for us. And then Bobby Marks a little bit later is going to hit on, different scenarios that can play out this specific season, and we'll get into that. So let's start off with this. So yesterday, Adrian Wojnarowski was on with Scott Van Pelt, and there's always, you know, new things going on, and I'm sure, you know, Funches, if something breaks tonight, we'll update you guys, and it's not just going to be on the basketball side of things. Yesterday, the CDC had put out, they had passed on some information that no events, they're encouraging no events over 50 people. Well, that, you know, obviously changed everything in the world, and that's for the next 8 weeks. So we know the NBA was going to revisit just kind of what's going on with the season in 30 days. Well, if you don't have any events over 50 people for 8 weeks, then, you know, you can kind of start creating a lot of different scenarios from there, thinking in your mind, well, we're not going to have NBA anytime soon, which this is, you know, this is based on nothing other than my personal opinion, and I'll emphasize that. I don't think we're going to have basketball in a long time. And when I say that, you know, that's what I'm referring to. Maybe 60 days, maybe 90 days, something along those lines. But something Woj had said, that there, projections on three different scenarios. I'm going to play Woj in just a second, but I want to kind of get through this real quick. Financial costs of shutting down the season. Restarting with no fans in the arena. And playing playoff games with fans. So I guess, you know, all of this is just going to take time to figure out. As much as, you know, one thing that we're probably not good with as a society is the unknown. You know what I mean? Like, we always want to know. I don't know if you guys are like that, but I want to be able to look at my calendar and just be like, okay, I got this going on, and then, all right, that game's happening, this. And here we are, and it's not just L.A., and it's not just California, and it's not just our country, but really the entire world right now is in this standstill where we're all kind of looking at one another, and we're watching the news, and you know, we're on SportsCenter and getting updates on sports. We're trying to, you know, it's very easy right now to look at what the stock market is doing, to look at the economy in general, see the way people are reacting. And there's all these unknowns. And for a league like the NBA, I think there's a tendency in a time like this to just kind of one day at a time, right? One day at a time, to get things figured out. But you have to imagine the league is preparing for every single option possible. And they might have 30 ideas listed out, and in a week, all of them can be irrelevant. Or in a month, none of them are going to work. Or you know, they obviously figure it out as time goes by. But that's the... There's this unknown right now in the NBA in general, and there's this unknown right now in the world in general that I think makes people incredibly uncomfortable. I'm not good with the unknown. You know, I'm one of those that I want to know what's going on tomorrow. I want to know what my schedule looks like. I want to know what's happening in the economy. I want to know what's going on in sports. And I think right now, It's definitely one of those predicaments where you have absolutely no idea what's going on. Let me play Adrian Wojnarowski, because one of the things that I want to do is I want to play out with Laker fans, NBA fans, anybody that's in their car or listening on the app. What's the latest you think the NBA can delay before they pull the plug on the season? What's the latest that they can actually delay this thing before at some point they say, and 60 days, 90 days, 120, I have no idea. But what's the longest they can go before they decide to pull the plug? Here's Adrian Wojnarowski on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt. This is from last night, playing out some of the different scenarios. And I think this actually came out not too long after the CDC had recommended 8 weeks, 8 weeks of no big gatherings of 50 people or more. I heard the president, President Trump, earlier today actually say 10 people. So that's kind of a floating number right now. Here's Woj.
Even since Wednesday's Board of Governors meeting, which just preceded Rudy Gobert's positive test, you know, that owners and team executives, you know, have further come to terms with how grave this situation is, how dark of a time that our country is likely facing moving forward, and that there's not going to be a quick exit out of it. And teams are preparing, owners are preparing for the idea that, at minimally, the season may not start until mid-June, late June. And I'm told they are pursuing arena dates, you know, into late August for the playoffs, and even looking at the idea without fans of playing games, maybe even in practice facilities that might make it a little, give it kind of a little different look for television. So everything is on the table with the league right now, and there is a great deal of uncertainty about what lies ahead.
All right, that's Adrian Wojnarowski on with Scott Van Pelt. This is coming from yesterday. I'm sure next time we look up at SportsCenter, Woj will be on again with another update. Woj has been, you know, amazing. Just nobody's working as much as Woj is. But let me just say this, all right? So looking at the NBA's number one goal is this. If they can, and let me preface everything by saying the number one goal is obviously this country and the world gets ahead of this coronavirus, gets ahead of COVID-19, and hopefully in the very near future there is a tapering of cases and tapering of deaths, and there's all of that that happens. That's priority number one, period. But I'm also, you know, on a sports network, so I'm trying to relate it from a sports perspective. When we come back, this is what I want to do. I want to play out just how far we think this can last before, you know, you got to pull the plug on the season. That's number one. Number two, best case scenario of how we can get back to basketball and what that would look like. And that's based off some of the stuff that Woj said. So we'll do all that coming up next. If you guys want to be a part of the show, what do you think? Okay, basketball's got to start by May, or it's got to start by June, or it's got to start by August. What do you think is the latest the NBA can kind of hold off before canceling the season? 877-710-ESPN. Be a part of the show. Michael Thompson coming up a little bit later. This is Lakers Talk on 710-ESPN. So we're trying to play out. What's the latest? What's the latest that the NBA can delay this before they pull the plug on the season? So just to give you an idea, Funches, I'm going to talk this out with you, all right? I've spent countless hours with a calculator working this out. That's all I needed, just a calculator. All right, so Lakers got 19 games left. All right, so from a regular season perspective, I don't see a scenario playing out where you're going to play out the regular season. I mean, if you're delayed, just give you an idea. Yesterday they announced 8 weeks. 8 weeks was March 15th. So if you go 60 days without playing an NBA basketball game, April 15th, May 15th, I don't think anybody thinks anything's going to start May 15th. I'm going to go as far as June 15th. So that's supposed to be right the end of the finals. But think about this, Funches. By the time they get things figured out, calmed down, and it's going to eventually get there. You know, knock on wood, you have to imagine hopefully over time, United States can learn from some of these other countries. They could learn from South Korea. They could learn from China. They could learn from some mistakes from other countries, you know, unfortunately. Over time, let's say we go 90 days from right now, Funches. What I don't think is going to happen is I don't think this season we're going to see 20,000 seat arenas anymore. I think those days, they probably got to be over for a while. Would you agree with that? Like from a fan perspective, from like a large audience perspective, that part's probably not happening anytime soon. So look, if you get into, let's say, mid-June, which is 90 days away from now, and things hopefully, you know, just get better and better and they calm down. And I'm obviously have no idea how things are going to play out. Can you really start a season after June 15th? I mean, I don't think if we start getting into July or August, how do they play out, you know, the rest of this season if we're in August when your new season technically would start in mid-September or late September, and then preseason would start in October. There's got to be a way it gets done, but I also know that the NBA, look, this is a business. If they can recoup the dollars and the season and the revenue and everything else, of course, that's important to them. Listen, if I just use myself as an example for the last 2 days, I did nothing. All right, and I am certainly not an athlete, and I am certainly not going to be performing in front of whether there's anybody in the house or there isn't, you know, all the people on TV. And it's kind of funny because when you start looking at all the players on social media, Spencer Dinwiddie put out, I think, a tweet yesterday saying, is any other NBA athletes watching themselves on YouTube? Okay, Giannis Antetokounmpo has had great videos, him and his wife and their newborn, right? And I just saw him, I think, earlier today. He's playing chess with his girl. So it's kind of, well, Ibaka has a great channel. Ibaka has a really good channel about, and he's cooking and he interviews. I don't know if you've ever seen it on YouTube, but it's great. I don't know if you go past, there has to be a date, I'm imagining, from the NBA. And by the way, you know, we probably, 30 days from now, there's going to be so many questions that come up, and some will have answers and some of them won't. 60 days from now, there's going to be a lot of questions that come up, and we have answers, probably more answers than we do, or probably more questions than we do answers. There's no science to this, but I'm just kind of trying to figure out the way, you know, Woj played it out and the way Woj described it. And I thought it was interesting. Bobby Marks, by the way, who I'm going to have on a little bit later, he had a tweet yesterday saying, interesting when you lay it out. Mid-June, start of the NBA playoffs. Early August, start of the NBA playoffs to early August. NBA Finals, end of August. The draft, September 1st. Start of free agency, September 10th. September 10th. December 10th, training camp, and December 25th, regular season opens, 82 games to mid-June, NBA season end, something like that. Basically, Funches, the way this kind of will play itself out, if they start in, let's say, 90 days or something like that, you're now adjusting next year's schedule as well. You probably don't start until Christmas, which is, I think, a fair date to start. You're also taking the season all the way up until June. This will have an effect for a couple years. But at least they play the year. At least they play the season. You know what I mean? Like, I think the worst thing that can happen is, first of all, there's a lot of more worse things than not playing the basketball season. I want to emphasize that. But the worst case would be that you just don't have a season at all. And this Lakers team that have 49 wins right now and I think 14 losses never get that opportunity at an NBA championship, never get that run at an NBA championship. That's not unrealistic. That can very, very well happen. Adam Silver, who talked last week on TNT, mentioned that could obviously being something that happens, and we'll see if that obviously plays out. What do we got? Is Mike MT coming up next or a little bit later? All right, 7 o'clock? Okay, well, no, let's do this. We'll still get him at 7 because I want to play. Windhorse was on Get Up with Greenberg. He actually talked about potentially the season being suspended indefinitely. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here, Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
This is Alan Sliwa, host of the Lakers pre- and post-game, Lakers Talk and the Sliwa Show. I'm here with Brad Wallace, one of the top personal injury trial lawyers in the game. Brad, tell our listeners why they need to call the Wallace Firm when they get hurt.
Alan, I'll put my courtroom record up against any other lawyer on the radio. We focus on getting our clients top results. You won't see my face on billboards and won't hear me play an annoying jingle. If you get injured, you need a real trial lawyer, not a marketing guy.
Call the Wallace Firm now, 844-844-WINS, or visit WallaceWINS.com today. This is Alan Sliwa, host of the Lakers pre- and post-game, Lakers Talk and the Sliwa Show. I'm here with Brad Wallace, one of the top personal injury trial lawyers in the game. Brad, tell our listeners why they need to call the Wallace Firm when they get hurt.
Alan, I'll put my courtroom record up against any other lawyer on the radio. We focus on getting our clients top results. You won't see my face on billboards and won't hear me play an annoying jingle. If you get injured, you need a real trial lawyer, not a marketing guy.
Call the Wallace Firm now, 844-844-WINS, or visit WallaceWINS.com today.
All right, Laker fans, appreciate you guys tuning in. Love that intro right there. The house that Kobe Bryant built. Damn right it's the house Kobe Bryant built. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight, give you guys a quick rundown of the show, and then we'll get right into it. So, by the way, just so everybody knows, Lakers Talk, we won't stop. We'll continue to do this every Monday night. We'll continue, just kind of update Lakers basketball, and then also just talk to Laker fans about what's going on. Hopefully when we will eventually get basketball back. And I know there's a lot of other things that are much more important than basketball, but on this platform, that's what we're going to talk about. So quick rundown. Possibility, Adrian Wojnarowski yesterday talking about a possibility of a mid to late June as best case scenario for the league. He has, all these different projections on three different scenarios. Also want to ask Laker fans a little bit later. What are you guys doing right now? What are Laker fans doing right now? I mean, what is everybody doing? What are you watching? What am I missing on TV? You got to update me on all that stuff. And then we'll, a little bit later, we'll talk about what we've missed most about the Lakers season. Michael Thompson will hop on 7 o'clock hour. And, I think MT is going to claim that the Lakers should be NBA champions. That's what I feel, what I've been told. MT has a pitch out for us. And then Bobby Marks a little bit later is going to hit on, different scenarios that can play out this specific season, and we'll get into that. So let's start off with this. So yesterday, Adrian Wojnarowski was on with Scott Van Pelt, and there's always, you know, new things going on, and I'm sure, you know, Funches, if something breaks tonight, we'll update you guys, and it's not just going to be on the basketball side of things. Yesterday, the CDC had put out, they had passed on some information that no events, they're encouraging no events over 50 people. Well, that, you know, obviously changed everything in the world, and that's for the next 8 weeks. So we know the NBA was going to revisit just kind of what's going on with the season in 30 days. Well, if you don't have any events over 50 people for 8 weeks, then, you know, you can kind of start creating a lot of different scenarios from there, thinking in your mind, well, we're not going to have NBA anytime soon, which this is, you know, this is based on nothing other than my personal opinion, and I'll emphasize that. I don't think we're going to have basketball in a long time. And when I say that, you know, that's what I'm referring to. Maybe 60 days, maybe 90 days, something along those lines. But something Woj had said, that they're projections on three different scenarios. I'm going to play Woj in just a second, but I want to kind of get through this real quick. Financial costs of shutting down the season, restarting with no fans in the arena, and playing playoff games with fans. So I guess, you know, all of this is just going to take time to figure out. As much as, you know, one thing that we're probably not good with as a society is the unknown. You know what I mean? Like, we always want to know. I don't know if you guys are like that, but I want to be able to look at my calendar and just be like, okay, I got this going on, and then, all right, that game's happening, this. And here we are, and it's not just L.A. and it's not just California, and it's not just our country, but really the entire world right now is in this standstill where we're all kind of looking at one another, and we're watching the news, and you know, we're on SportsCenter and getting updates on sports. We're trying to, you know, it's very easy right now to look at what the stock market is doing, to look at the economy in general, see the way people are reacting. And there's all these unknowns. And for a league like the NBA, I think there's a tendency in a time like this to just kind of one day at a time, right? One day at a time to get things figured out. But you have to imagine the league is preparing for every single option possible. And they might have 30 ideas listed out, and in a week, all of them can be irrelevant. Or in a month, none of them are going to work. Or you know, they obviously figure it out as time goes by. But that's the, there's this unknown right now in the NBA in general, and there's this unknown right now in the world in general that I think makes people incredibly uncomfortable. I'm not good with the unknown. You know, I'm one of those that I want to know what's going on tomorrow. I want to know what my schedule looks like. I want to know what's happening in the economy. I want to know what's going on in sports. And I think right now it's definitely one of those predicaments where you have absolutely no idea what's going on. Let me play Adrian Wojnarowski, because one of the things that I want to do is I want to play out with Laker fans, NBA fans, anybody that's in their car or listening on the app. What's the latest you think the NBA can delay before they pull the plug on the season? What's the latest that they can actually delay this thing before at some point they say 60 days, 90 days, 120? I have no idea. But what's the longest they can go before they decide to pull the plug? Here's Adrian Wojnarowski on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt. This is from last night, playing out some of the different scenarios. And I think this actually came out not too long after the CDC had recommended 8 weeks, 8 weeks of no big gatherings of 50 people or more. I heard the president, President Trump, earlier today actually say 10 people. So that's kind of a floating number right now. Here's Woj.
Even since Wednesday's Board of Governors meeting, which just preceded Rudy Gobert's positive test, you know, that owners and team executives, you know, have further come to terms with how grave this situation is, how dark of a time that our country is likely facing moving forward, and that there's not going to be a quick exit out of it. And teams are preparing, owners are preparing for the idea that, it minimally, the season may not start until mid-June, late June. And I'm told they are pursuing arena dates, you know, into late August for the playoffs, and even looking at the idea without fans of playing games, maybe even in practice facilities that might make it a little, give it kind of a little different look for television. So everything is on the table with the league right now, and there is a great deal of uncertainty about what lies ahead.
All right, that's Adrian Wojnarowski on with Scott Van Pelt. This is coming from yesterday, I'm sure. Next time we look up at SportsCenter, Woj will be on again with another update. Woj has been, you know, amazing. Just nobody's working as much as Woj is. But let me just say this, all right? So looking at the NBA's number one goal is this. If they can, and let me preface everything by saying the number one goal is obviously this country and the world gets ahead of this coronavirus, gets ahead of COVID-19, and hopefully in the very near future, there is a tapering of cases and tapering of deaths, and there's all of that that happens. That's priority number one, period. But I'm also, you know, on a sports network, so I'm trying to relate it from a sports perspective. When we come back, this is what I want to do. I want to play out just how far we think this can last before, you know, you got to pull the plug on the season. That's number one. Number two, best case scenario of how we can get back to basketball and what that would look like. And that's based off some of the stuff that Woj said. So we'll do all that coming up next. If you guys want to be a part of the show, what do you think? Okay, basketball's got to start by May, or it's got to start by June, or it's got to start by August. What do you think is the latest the NBA can kind of hold off before canceling the season. 877-710-ESPN. Be a part of the show. Michael Thompson coming up a little bit later. This is Lakers Talk on 710-ESPN. So we're trying to play out. What's the latest? What's the latest that the NBA can delay this before they pull the plug on the season? So just to give you an idea, Funches, I'm going to talk this out with you, all right? I've spent countless hours with a calculator working this out. That's all I needed, just a calculator. All right, so Lakers got 19 games left. All right, so from a regular season perspective, I don't see a scenario playing out where you're going to play out the regular season. I mean, if you're delayed, just give you an idea. Yesterday they announced 8 weeks. 8 weeks was March 15th. So if you go 60 days without playing an NBA basketball game, April 15th, May 15th, I don't think anybody thinks anything's going to start May 15th. I'm going to go as far as June 15th. So that's supposed to be right the end of the finals. But think about this, Funches. By the time they get things figured out, calmed down, and it's going to eventually get there. You know, knock on wood, you have to imagine hopefully over time, United States can learn from some of these other countries. They could learn from South Korea. They could learn from China. They could learn from some mistakes from other countries, you know, unfortunately. Over time, let's say we go 90 days from right now, Funches. What I don't think is going to happen is I don't think this season we're going to see 20,000 seat arenas anymore. I think those days, they probably got to be over for a while. Would you agree with that? Like from a fan perspective, from like a large audience perspective, that part's probably not happening anytime soon. So look, if you get into, let's say, mid-June, which is 90 days away from now, and things hopefully, you know, just get better and better and they calm down. And I'm obviously have no idea how things are going to play out. Can you really start a season after June 15th? I mean, I don't think if we start getting into July or August, how do they play out, you know, the rest of this season if we're in August when your new season technically would start in mid-September or late September, and then preseason would start in October. There's got to be a way it gets done, but I also know that the NBA, look, this is a business. If they can recoup the dollars and the season and the revenue and everything else, of course, that's important to them. Listen, if I just use myself as an example for the last 2 days, I did nothing, all right? And I am certainly not an athlete. And I'm certainly not going to be performing in front of whether there's anybody in the house or there isn't, you know, all the people on TV. And it's kind of funny because when you start looking at all the players on social media, Spencer Dinwiddie put out, I think, a tweet yesterday saying, is any other NBA athletes watching themselves on YouTube? Okay. Giannis Antetokounmpo has had great videos, him and his wife and their newborn, right? Yeah, and I just saw him, I think earlier today, he's playing chess with his girl. So it's kind of, well, Ibaka has a great channel. Ibaka has a really good channel about, and he's cooking and he interviews. I don't know if you've ever seen it on YouTube, but it's great. I don't know if you go past, there has to be a date I'm imagining from the NBA. And by the way, you know, we probably 30 days from now, there's going to be so many questions that come up. And some will have answers and some of them won't. 60 days from now, there's going to be a lot of questions that come up and we have answers, probably more answers than we do, or probably more questions than we do answers. There's no science to this. But I'm just kind of trying to figure out the way, you know, Woj played it out and the way Woj described it. And I thought it was interesting. Bobby Marks, by the way, who I'm going to have on a little bit later, he had a tweet yesterday saying, interesting when you lay it out. Mid-June, start of the NBA playoffs, early August, start of the NBA playoffs to early August, NBA finals end of August, the draft September 1st, start of free agency September 10th, December 10th, September 10th, December 10th training camp, and December 25th regular season opens 82 games to mid-June NBA season end, something like that. Basically, Funches, the way this kind of will play itself out, if they start in, let's say, 90 days or something like that, you're now adjusting next year's schedule as well. You probably don't start until Christmas, which is, I think, a fair date to start. You're also taking the season all the way up until June. This will have an effect for a couple years. But at least they play the year. At least they play the season. You know what I mean? Like, I think the worst thing that can happen is, first of all, there's a lot of more worse things than not playing the basketball season. I want to emphasize that. But the worst case would be that you just don't have a season at all. And this Lakers team that have 49 wins right now and I think 14 losses never get that opportunity at an NBA championship, never get that run at an NBA championship. That's not unrealistic. That can very, very well happen. Adam Silver, who talked last week on TNT, mentioned that could obviously being something that happens, and we'll see if that obviously plays out. What do we got? Is Mike MT coming up next or a little bit later? All right, 7 o'clock? Okay, well, no, let's do this. We'll still get him at 7 because I want to play. Windhorse was on Get Up with Greenberg. He actually talked about potentially the season being suspended indefinitely. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here, Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.